continuing Hilchos Chala today. Yesterday we ended the union of Mechalek, and today we're going to go on to something else. I also want to wish Mazel Tov to Chaver Yehuda Abadi upon the birth of a baby girl. Mazel Tov, Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Eilonu. Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Eilonu. Lechol Yisrael. The discussion today is when are you mafresh challah? In other words, we've been discussing, you know, lechalek and isa, but what are the times that you possibly could be mafresh challah? What is lechatchila? What is b'di'eved? What is the different times for hafreshes challah? So the Mishnah says in challah, hamafresh chaloso kemach. So the first halacha is that if you just mafrish when it's kemach, meaning it's just flour, you have some flour, so before you even put in the water, and you took some flour aside, so that is not hafrashas challah. That's no good. Not only that, because and the Bar Tanur says ein challah, the reishis arishon seichem ksiv. It has to be at least an isa. And if it's not at least an isa, where you put water in, then it's no good. Not only that, it's gezel b'yad ha-kohen. In other words, because the kohen gets it because it's matnas kuna, but it's not matnas kuna until it's an isa. So if he keeps it, that's a gzela. Tzarech l'hachzias is the Bar Tanur l'bailam. Shim tishar b'yado yasov yisoso potter. Because if he keeps it, he'll think that the Baal Bais will think that he did a good job and it's and he can eat the rest, and that's not true. So this is the first halacha that it's gezel b'yad ha-kohen. Right.
Why does it mean,
oh,
and then
Baal Bais will think that he's talking, that's a separate thing. Yeah. In other words, what if he's not machpid? As you can say, he's not machpid. So he says, no, but dafki, you have to be machpid, so you shouldn't think that there was any halos of a hafrasha. Yeah. So that's So that's the first halacha. Ha'isa atzma chayevus b'chala. So the Barto Shehifish chalosa kemach chayevus b'chala. So if he did that fashu kemach, then the isa atzma is still chayim, because he didn't do anything. A kemach shabali adakon b'toros chala im yesh bo kishir chay b'chala v'asur l'zorim divrei Reb Yeshua. So it says about yesh bo kishir chamesh zorim kemach chayevis b'chala v'asur l'zorim. So this is a special chumrah that if it has kashir, the kemach, so it's, you have to take challah. It's chumrah ba'al mehulu v'sharosh ha'bolu dat kohen shal yomru re'inu zar ochel challos. Because then people, you know, people shouldn't think that it's challah, so...
What are you saying? The
Kohen is
chayev,
what
do you guess?
Yeah, he has to take challah.
It's like Thomas
Meiser
for the lady.
Right, yesh bo kashir. Right, exactly. Yesh bo kashir, that he has... So chayev is b'challah when... So he has to take challah, like all the sechems, challah asur lezorim, right? Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, amelo ma'ase chosher zokin zar amelhem afukil kolatz b'tikem lachem. So says the Bartanura, asur lezorim kol hakemach shabali ad kohen. So the kemach that is going to be asur a kohen, chum va'al mahul v'isharosh shabali ad kohen. So the yomer inu zar ochal chalos, because they're going to think that the zar is eating challah, because they think it's a bi'at kohen. So this is already challah, but it's really not challah, because it's what you mafresh is nothing. So we won't let the zar eat it, because people will think that he's eating challah, and the zar can eat challah. Yeah. He was, yeah, he has it.
I thought we just said he
has it first.
But he didn't.
Yeah. Yeshua Kashir, Chayev is Bechala, Vasur
Lazarim.
Okay, this is not no good. I'm a little Meister Kvasha Kohen Zar, I'm a little Afu Kil Kalatsu, but he came Lacher. There was a case where a Zar took it, so he violated this thing, he's not supposed to eat it. V'tikin l'chem, sh'chem ochlem v'tolim bo'chem. The achayim now could eat the rest, because since he took it, they could say that he took the chayim of the challah. Okay, that's a separate. But the point I want to show you now is the first halacha, that you can't be mafresh when it's kemach. Okay, so that's the first thing. Then there's another Mishnah on page 3. It says Ochlan Aray Min Ha'Isa Ashet Tisgalgel B'Chitin Tithavdei Mesorim. Now you put the water in. So you can eat achilas arai without hafrasha until it makes the dough. It's arav yofa. Because it doesn't get an isa just because you put water in until you move it around and make it a dough. So But once it's a dough, then if you Zari says Chayav Misa, and then he says what you said, Rabbi Walter. Kaven she knows as Hamayim Manbas Chalasa. Says Bartanur, Takaras Chachamim be Yisa Torah, the Mayim Afresh Chala Batara, Shem Batit Maha Yisa. Dika Mitzahi Mahamten Achar Gemar Lisha. So then you should take Chala right away. If you have a shear. But we want you to do it before it, something becomes tummy. Dika Mitzahi Mahamten Achar Gemar Lisha. Okay, so that's the, so again, if you do it bekemach, it's no good, it's not chal. And if you have to do it be'isa, and then it's chal. And that's the Rambam brings us down as well. Hamafresh kaloso kemach eina chala, the gezel bi'arakoim, mushar ha'isa, Chayeves Bechala. So whatever. So now you make Isa from the rest of the Kemach, it's Chay Bechala. Because you didn't do anything with the Kemach. Also, Kemach Shehufra, Shoshem Chala, Mishbo Kashir, Omer, Vose, Isa, Areza Mafrish, Benachala Kashar, called Kemachul. Right? In other words, the other part is also Chayv v'chal. What you did is nothing, basically. So it has its own Chayv v'chal from the Kemach that remained, that you made Isa, and the Kemach you were mafrish and make it Isa. Yemas like mafrish, says Ram, Chal, p'sheyitin es ha-mayim, mis'arev ha-kemach b'mayim. Mafrish v'chal, mis'chivas, So Raman says, Kishitin is a mine, Nisarva came from mine. That's when you could be mafrish. In other words, it has to, the water is, and the kemach got mixed in the water, and you mixed it. So the Ravid says, "Amar Avram, Ein Yafel Asas came. Im Oza came a Rekiyam Reishis Arusechem." So the Kesef Mishnah explains what does the Ravid mean? What is he saying? Amar Avram, Ein Yafel Asas came. Tamo Shusova Shakavodas Rabbeinu Sheikar Hamitzvah LaHafrish. That's the Iker Mitzvah. That's what he thought the Rambam was saying. Okay, and Hiksha loved him. Hikshanim Shemutu Lechel Aroi, Min Ha'isa, Archi Tisgalgel. In other words, if he's saying that, Emosai Mafishim Vashimitin is a Mayim. So if that's the Iker's man, so then why isn't there a Chiyav Misa? Why is there Hetzer Shemutu Lechal Aroi Mera'isa Shittis Galgal? Okay, because if it's the Iker's man, then it should be totally Isser to eat it. Like the Rebbe also said, these things should be Hobo Hatalia. And you don't feel that so also, right? So you think it's a mayim. It has to be a real dough. That's just that you put water in and it starts to cling, but it's not yet a real dough. In other words, you put water in, it starts to clump, but it's still not a... So it's Rashi and the Rambam that you could do that, and that's the Iker's man. So he says, that can't be... In other words, that can't be the Iker's man, because if that would be the Iker's man, you should be chayiv misa if you eat it without even a chilas haroi. So it must be that it's not the Iker's man. So it must be that unless you can learn the Rambam differently, that the Rambam doesn't mean that that's the Ikizman, or the Rambam means the Mafresh later. Okay, whatever it may be. But in Halacha, it's brought down, let's see, on page 7, HaMafresh Chalosu Kemachin Chalo, that's Rishir Chav Zayin Aleph, it's not Chalo. The Gezer B'yad HaKohen, so you didn't do anything. Then Emosai Mafushin Chal Shite Mayim Yarev HaKemach Mayim Hu Shalo Yishar Hashem Arev HaKemach Shalom Sarev Mayim. Has to be the whole thing got mixed in. In the Tovul Hamtin, so it's mashma that, you know, in the beginning, Emosai Mafrishin, that was the Ravitz Taina, Emosai Mafrishin, Kshayitim Mayimi Arif, but it's not a real thick dough yet. It's just the beginning of the Lisha. It's not the Gemar HaLisha. It's still clumps, but it's not a real, you know, so he says you can be Mafrish. But like the Ravid said, Chorus shouldn't be the Iker's man, because if it's the Iker's man, there should be a Nisr Misa at that point. And we're saying the Nisr Misa is only when it comes later. It could be the Rambam meant that also. But, well, maybe the Rambam meant, no, you still can be Mafrish, but maybe that's not the Iker. Just because the Ravid thought that's what the Rambam meant doesn't mean that's what he meant. In the Tom Lahamtin, the Hafish Kala Ad Acha Gemar Lisha. She tells her call Ha'isa Gufechad. It's not enough that, like, the water's there and it's clumpy, a clump, or clump here, a clump there. No, you finish the whole Lisha, means the whole thing now becomes one dough. So what does that mean? So says the Shach, Kolomar, Dizman Hashas, Shehayu Osin, Isosim Betara, Tikdu Chazal, Lenoshim Shishavu, Achalat Batar Miyad. In other words, Mizman HaShas, you know, when Tumah Batar was an issue, so we don't want you to be Mafish before, you know, and it get Tomei before, so we want you to Mafish right away, because maybe you'll become Tomei, and then you'll have to be Mafish Isha Isa Batumah, and then it'll have to be burned, you know. So therefore, the sooner the better. Miyad should yidbuk a kemach ma'at. Right? And then you could still eat the achilas haroi. Yichashu shem batit ma'ha'isa. Stachul hafish chala tameyam. Lo tiyaru l'koyim. Aval idna, that everything's tamei anyway, bizman hazeh. Aval idna kol ha'isos tameyas. Tov lahamtin mil hafish chala ad acha gemar lisha. Shetiasa kol isa glubechot yafrish hachala al kulo. So it's an interesting halacha, because once it's medabek a little bit, then you can be mafrish, Rambam says, is that it's really not the ikir, that's what the Ravid said, Zman, because it was a special hanhoga that people did. The maisa, it's a shev isa already, but it's not the real isa, it's not a one full dough, it's just clumps here and there, watery clumps. So, but we want to get it done, you know, as quick as possible, because we don't want it to become tummy. But today, that tum is not an issue, so then we... But it was really, like the Rav would say, the Iker's man is really once it's a real Isa. That's the Iker's man. It's just Mizman Chazal, they forego the Iker's man for the concern of tumah. because they don't want, because the more you procrastinate, the more of a chance that it'll become tummy before, and then if it becomes tummy before, then you mafrish anisa betuma, then you have chala tameya, then it has to be misreifa, it's not going to be eaten by the kohen. So that's...
It's a very because of the tumor we just learned.
Yeah. Well?
No, this whole thing of the mafrish before is completely goes that analogous to the truma before Maruch HaKri?
Yeah, maybe you could make such a analogy that you could, but there's still in this, still can be mafresh, but you can't, but there's no chiyuv if somebody can still eat achilas arai beforehand. So there's three steps. There's the kemach, that's nothing. There's nesinas mayim, and ma'ariv a little bit, that's something, but you still could eat without hafrasha at that point. And then the third step is the complete Issa Gemura.
Would the writer say that if I am not a scholar, is it going to be in Yavlisha? Is it Lake according to the writer or am I Yose?
If what?
Beginning of Yavlisha, I'm not a scholar.
Yeah.
I'm Yose,
it's Yose, it's not the Ikhil's man to do it, but you would Yose.
Right.
Then the next halacha, halacha hey, page 8, imlohi fish kala botzek el offer. This happens all the time. I made a special packet on this about forgetting to be mafresh. Say, so the ikiz man to be mafresh is in the isa. Bezman chazal, they made it a little bit earlier. But what if you baked it already? People call up all the time. I baked it and I wasn't mafresh in the dough. So this is a fair shalacha. Imlohi fish kala botzek el offer hakol hariz a mafresh min hapas. So you mafrish when it's baked. You don't have to be mafrish dough. You mafrish when it's baked. So that's the beferish halacha. Right, we're not giving you anything. No, because it's just because it's a din in Issa. Yeah.
You can't separate the bake because you're not going to give it to anybody.
Right.
Not going to be eaten. So you got to bake the whole loaf together and then take.
Yeah, we'll see about that on Pesach. No, the answer is was easy. The Zmachi Reishi Sarisho Seichen. So the real Issa is when it's real Issa. Understand? It's a real. The Raisa, it's considered Issa, but it's a Shracha Issa. So
it's.
Okay, you're burning it, but the Maisa, when is the up? In other words, if you mafrish too early, kemach, that's no good. If you mafrish after afia, that's good, but then you missed out on the isa part, you know, afrasha when it's isa, because the pasuk says, reishis ariso seichem, is isa. Now, within isa, so there are four potential times to be mafrish. Three are good, and one is no good. Kemach, nesinis mayim and ma'ariv k'tzas, isa gemura, and afia. The four possible times. And the lechatchila of all of them is Issa Gemur. And that's how he quotes it here, just the Sefer Noam Halacha, he just says it. Zman afrashus chala hu lechatchila achar gemar lishu sa Issa, the gemar lishu, mikol mochem im hifrish achar shenos no mayim lekemach v'tzaru k'tzas gam keim oil. Now the next part we have to see now is the following. Kol ze beblila ova. Ava blila raka lo moil hafrosha ad achar hafia. He says, what if you're not making a thick, page 11. What if you're not making a thick dough? The whole thing is blila raka. Like a sponge cake. you know, other things. It's not, so then, there was believe Ova, you can be mafrish earlier, and you can mafrish, but there's some thickness to it. If it's just a pouring thing, you know, so then you, so the lekach, you can't be mafrish until after the afia. So that we're going to have to see. More about that. So let's see. If you look in the Sefer Torah HaArts. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so let's say Sufkanias.
It's interesting because on the Shabbos you're not high in a Torah of Elisha from Lila Rako.
Oh.
So the question is, are you going to have Torah to take Allah of Lila Rako?
Yeah, so let's see. Look on page 13 in the Sefer Torah of Arts.
What?
Funny you should ask.
Why?
Sure, it could be answered.
So let's see. Yesh lahamtzi heter b'lekach lidon. The inochayim v'chala. The seder asiyasu he ba'ofen kazeh. Mikodem arvim heter v'beitim in matzoker. You take the eggs and sugar. B'chalik et olu v'nosim v'kemach. Then you put ma'arvim v'so yachim v'osim v'so v'nos haraka ad ma'ol. So you make a blila raka, right? With the eggs and then you put it in the frying pan. Shofkim also the machmas for ofim also betana. Then you put it in the oven. Now kemach shenos nemitzach hakli hagdol yesh bo kashir challah. But then there's dough there, and it's a shir challah. From Yosef, after shem chalkim also kam bo machmas lafoso, you call machmas kemach shir challah. After machmas a Yosef gdol, you can't tell me that machmas challah kiv. How? Bechiv chal b'shasha ma'arvin oso b'kli gdolo. Zeh b'chum gilgo ha'isa az yesh kemach shechal is far as chayim. V'imachim v'chal az kemach shebeloso rakam ma'od ein zeh kemo gilgo rakachim ba b'eis hafiyoso v'nasa lechem az ein b'chol machmas kemach shechal v'im zeh dolo nitzchayim chal b'chal with the time of the baking. So when is the chiv? That's basically what you're asking every time. Because, in other words, if it was really a Issa before, then there should be a Chiyah before. If there was no Issa before, then what's happening, what did the Afiyah accomplish? Because there was no Issa. So he says... Yeah. So he says, "Chay tolu chiv chala." So it could be that the chiv chala is when you bake it. I mean, the hatchal alsiyah says even when nikkur rishis harisochin, as yisochin. If we don't say mayim agav kemach kishir shetzarchu legal v'yav ha'isa, have the hatchal alsiyah sa'isa. It's tchilas, it's considered like reishis harisol seichem. So therefore, it's not full, but it's enough to call it reishis harisol seichem. And then when you bake it, then it's a din lechem, like Rabbi Harari said, and then you can be mafresh. So it's a quasi...
Yeah, let's see.
Before it becomes an Anisa.
Yeah, look at the Sefer Chala Hilkul Chasa, I think he explains it nicely. Take a look. Wait, Isa should be also Raka. Isa Nozelis. 18. You have a pouring Isa. Einim is a Chayevis Machala, Elal Achar Afia. So this opinion says you have to wait till after the afir. You wait till after the afir. ויש אומרים זה בשעס חיוב הקודם אפיה, בשעס בלי לס הקמח במים. He quotes it אבני נזר. כיוון שבאיסה רכה, you get more on the bottom. כיוון שבאיסה רכה אין קובלים, ממילא מה שבוק שם חשוב כמה לישה, כגלגל באיסה אבא. In other words, the question is, what if you have something that never is raka? So the first opinion, he says, from the Torah Sa'aretz, so it's still raka. So mela, but it's still enough to call it Reishis Harisosechem. So then when it, so it's not chayiv, you can't be mafresh, but it's still with haschala of an Isa. So haschala of an Isa will mechayev when there's a subsequent afiyah. But you can only be mafresh from the shas afiyah. One second. In contrast to the Avnei Nezer's opinion, that if it's not going to come together, so then whatever you did is the Gemar Lisha. In other words, if that's all that could be done, that's it. And therefore you could even be mafresh then. So he says, to be Yotzei Lidei Shnehem, you should wait till you... In other words, there's a machlokes here between the Torah Sa'aretz and the Avnei Nezer. If you have a Blila Raka, and then you make it, when do you mafresh? Or when can you be mafresh? The Torah Sa'aretz says you have to wait till the afiyah because it's not enough of an Isa to have it. And the Avnei Nezer says no, but if this is all that's going to happen, so you did your maximum. So the maximum of the...
He says...
It could be it's not chal. It's not chal. The question is, what's the story of something, a bli l'raka, that will never become thick, and then you're going to do afiyah, we assume there is a chi of chala, but when do you mafresh that chala? Do we say you mafresh it while it's still thin? So that means you would be mafresh liquid. That's the Torah Sa'aretz says, it can't be. It's only when it's a solid you can be mafresh. Either an Isa, Alva, or afia. So that's what he says. So therefore, you got to wait till you bake it. When you bake it, then it's a salad. You bake it, then it's a salad. And the Avnei Nezer says no. That that you can be. Avnei Nezer says the shas chiyuva korma afia mishas plus hakemach b'mayim. And it could be chayv because this is it. You did the maximum. He says it. He writes in the foot. Kaven the beisa raka ain't govlim. It's never going to become thick. So this is it. You did the maximum. There's no more maximum. That's so that you can be mafresh. That's the shas chiyuv. Well, it could be it's the derisus. Right. That's the first. That's the first opinion. That's the first opinion. He's quoting two opinions. The Yeshomrim, and the second opinion, the Pshas Kiyuva Kodem Afia, that it is Chayev. Kodem Afia, even though it's still pretty liquidy, it's never. But since that's the maximum that you could do, that's it. It's a lamdash machlokes between the Torah Haaretz and the Avnei Nezer. And the nafka mina is: what if you were mafrish before the Afia? Would it do anything? So he's believing Ava. That's the ikar time when you should be mafrish. Right, but it's Lira Raka.
Can you say an in-between position? When it's liquidy, there's no fear, but if you take, you're still
Right, so he says the best thing is to wait till you bake it, and now you don't say all the shittas.
Yeah, I'm saying you have an
So if you're making lekach, right? You have to check. Who said... Somebody told me they were the baker for the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Father, grandfather, whether it was the baker. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe was always giving out lekach. I got lekach from the Rebbe. On Kolomayim Sukkos 1 year. I told you there were two lines. The lekach line and the lulav line. So I went on the lekach line because that's where the Rebbe was. The lulav line, he wasn't there.
Yeah, well, what's the
Torah
Sarah?
Why is it that you can't take it off?
It didn't turn into dough when you baked it.
Yeah, but it could be Rashi's Ariso Seichem.
So are we attaching Rashi's differently? Is Rashi's qualitative? We're saying this is not real Yisa, it's just a Rashi's Ariso Seichem. We only need a Haskalah Seichem.
Right.
Or are we saying that, no, Rashi's Ariso Seichem means before you eat your bread, you have to take the first portion off and give
it to the dough. I think he's understanding it's like the Rashi's. It's the beginning of an Isa.
Right.
I think
it says lechem in the pasuk too. Lechem,
it says lechem also.
Yeah, so when it's
lechem, but lechem comes from. Right, yeah, but it's a shtickle isa. It's a rashi isa, so you can't. It's not a mechayev, but it's enough. In other words, that's just, it's enough to.
So rashi isa is not saying take the first portion off; it's defining the.
Yeah, it's the beginning of an Isa, and then becomes Lechem. So it sort of skipped the step. Obviously, it's within the products that make bread. It's flour, it's water, and now but it never got to that middle step. So and normally we mafrish in that early step. So do we do here? So the Torah says, no, you can't do it here. it's not a real isa, and it's not a lechem, so you wait till it's lechem. And Avnei Nezi said, no, but you can be mafresh now, because this is what it's going to get. It's not going to get anymore.
What if you did it,
the machlokes, yeah. So the Torah Aris might say that it's not good. Rabbi Harari wants to suggest maybe a middle shita that you shouldn't have done it, but maybe it still should be chal. Look in the Tosis now, page 20, above a comma. Therefore, famous Gemara. The Tanya of Lezer and Yaakov Omer, Harish Gozel Sashal Chitim Tachana Losha Vafa. Fifi Shemen Chala. Harish Havamavi Shemen Chal Ketzim Mavarach Einzim Mavarach Elamanites. Al Zenemar Botzeh Baruch Neitz Hashem. Right, a person stole, you know, the flour. He stole the chitim, right? And then they made it into flour, and then so he says you can't make a brach on such a thing because it was stolen. So look what Taisa says: Vafa hifish merchal mishas gilgal mechayi v'chala. El Rebuzu k'mash mo davol pisha asa kol hashinuyim halalo ein ela menaitz inami mishum dehecha dein tchivaso. So the question is why afa? Why don't you say this made a isa? Why the afar? So he says to the chiddush that even though you made a shinoi upon shinoi, maybe think you make a bracha by now. Shinoi is kamash lanad. That's the first thing. The second thing is hinam mishum dehecha de'ein tchiloso isa ein mechay mechal al achar fia. So this is mashma that if there was no isa. In other words,
why would he say Isa?
He says that must be the case. That it's a Blilo Saraka, so there was no Isa, so that's what he has to say afar. Yeah, okay. Maybe it's Lav Davka, that whatever the shear would be.
Take
a look in the Chalak Kilchasa, page 19. Yeah. He says, "Perish Mori Rabbi Demairi Medover Shabulosa Rakat Lo Shaykh Gilgul." That's Bilasa Ava, so you didn't, it's not Ava fully yet, but it's Kem Shababa Sovli Dechiv Chalchil Mafreya. Zer Reshish HaRishusechem. Bilasa Raka Ein Alea Shem Gilgul Vein Derech Lasas Isa Chil Lo Mikre Isa. It's not Isa, it's pre-Isa. It's not even Isa. And he says he's claiming that he has a raya from Tosus. It's arrived from Tosfos. And then the Sefer Truma. The Sefer Truma wants to say what? Ramin Bishalmi, Isa Tame Mafresh Chal, Besov Parakim, Lachal Tanan Ochel, Mena Isa Arai Ashal Otagalga, Bechidu Tatim Sorum, Ha'ochel Mena Chai Misa. Tosef Tatan Shuli Mesech Chal, Sfina Shabal Mechutz L'Arts, L'Arts Yisrael, Shalom Karmu Paneha. In other words, you have a Sfina that's coming from Chutz L'Arts to Eretz Yisrael. Achalo Karmu Paneha, Chayevis, Mishakarmu Paneha Ptura. In other words, where did it become bread? In Eretz Yisrael or Chutz L'Arts? So he says it depends. So if it was Eretz Yisrael, Svina Shabbat Mikutz Ala Oretz El Eretz Yisrael Ad Shalom Karbu Paneh Chayevis Mishu Karbu Paneh Ptura Tema Havle Midlu Shiyura Ba Ad Shalom Gilgala Shalom Zechiv Kala. In other words, he's saying that where it's gonna, so it's coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Atcha lo karmu paneha. So, and it didn't become a bread till it was in Eretz Yisrael. So then it's chayevis. If it was karmu paneha before Eretz Yisrael, it has a din of chalas Chutz La'aretz. So why is it the shear, frekta sefer truma, why is the shear karmu paneha? The question should be whether was it an isa before in Chutz La'aretz, or did it become an Isa in Eretz Yisrael? Why is Karmu Paneh? Why? Karmu Paneh means Afiyah. So he says a beautiful word. He says it must be that it's talking about Lilasa Raka, the Loshach Gilgal. That's what Sefer Truma says. So that's the same idea. So that's the...
They're saying that
the fact that the Tosefta says if it's coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, everyone knows it's Chalas Chutz La'aretz and Chalas Eretz Yisrael. So it depends when was the baking. Did the baking take place before Eretz Yisrael or after Eretz Yisrael? But why does it say it should be totally on whether it became an Isa before Eretz Yisrael? So the Sefer Truma says, you see from here that it never is going to become an Isa. So if it never becomes an Isa, right. So that's the So the Avnei Nezer is not like that. So that's why Sefer Halacha Lechosa says it's kedai to be mafresh. A lot of people don't mafresh. You know, maybe they don't believe mafresh at all. You know, but they should be. That's what Rav Shach always said. They should be mafresh. So if you lost a raka, they should.
Maybe you don't have a shear.
What? Well, maybe sometimes you don't have a shear. Right, okay. But, yeah, we'll get to that.
Maybe say to be mafresh again if you were mafresh early?
You mean to be choshesh? Yeah, maybe without a bracha. You could be choshesh for the Avnei Nezer chotsh. You know, you should make another bracha. That's what it's the Avnei Nezer. This is a fascinating discussion about when to be mafresh chal in general. The four different kemach, the sinas mayim, sof lisha, or afia, four different times. The first one is no good, and the other three is a question of lechatchila versus not. And then, b'ligos haraka, when should you be mafresh by b'ligos haraka? After you mix it, whatever it is, or no, that's not an Isa.
Crust,
yeah.
That's like the sofa.
Okay, but it means
the... As soon as it turns into bread, you know, even before.
Okay. So that's the idea. So it's mislabber to be choshish for the Torah Sa'aretz, I would think, but... L'chumra, you should wait for the Avnei Nezer, so you shouldn't, have a suffix brachal of Atala. Okay, so this is a fascinating, this comes up a lot, because people a lot of times call, they weren't mafresh, what should they do? So a simple case usually is that, okay, they baked the challah, so just cut off a piece of the challah, and that's the, you can, it's a befeirish din, that you can be ba'afiyah.
Mishayer. The challah is also even mishayer.
Yeah.
But can you do this
lachatchila? No. Lachatchila is supposed to do it by blisa ova. Lachatchila is supposed to do it pashtus besof ha alisha, especially b'zman hazeh that there's no chashash of tuma. In b'zman chazal, when they had tuma v'tara, they encouraged you to do it earlier on because get the challah before.
In other words, they were afraid that when we're going to get the work, I'll be coming in.
Yeah, whatever, any type of tool.